how the crashing price of gasoline is playing out at one fossil fuel giant. From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning. The Anglo-Dutch company you know as Shell managed to increase its profit, even with gas prices collapsing. But Royal Dutch Shell's stock is down 4.4% in London now because that profit was less than predicted. Some analysts blame this in part on the sharp downturn in Shell's shale oil business in the U.S. Gigi Duban has more.
Exploration projects a year or two off? Those are the ones companies are likely to dial back in response to low oil prices. Dominic Haywood is an analyst at Energy Aspects in London.
A lot of those projects that are coming online in the future were sanctioned on an oil price of $100 a barrel. You know, now at $50 a barrel oil, clearly the economics are not going to be the same.
He says that could mean postponing or canceling pricier oil discovery projects, like the Arctic, which holds 13% of the world's undiscovered oil, according to Shell. But not only is it expensive to drill there, it's controversial. Tom Kloza is global head of energy analysis for Oil Price Information Service.
One of the casualties of the lower price environment will be some of those projects that are in places that are going to be provoking some sort of public outrage.
Kloza says until prices go up, big oil will probably stick to what's safer and cheaper. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Without official explanation from the company, McDonald's CEO is abruptly retiring at the age of 51. A lieutenant will take over. McDonald's sales have been drooping in the U.S. for 2 years, with younger people going elsewhere for quick food, Chipotle, and in the East, Shake Shack. McDonald's stock has been treading water in the 2.5 years since CEO Don Thompson had taken over, even as the S&P 500 index had gone up 47%. John Gordon is founder and principal at Pacific Management Consulting Group. He says McDonald's needs to embrace both new technology and something as old as how we break our fasts.
Even at this date, McDonald's has virtually no digital program at all. There's no stored value card. They have just started to work in the app area, and they're just starting to talk about a mobile payment program. And that is inexcusable, really, for the world's leading restaurant company. And then secondarily, I believe that McDonald's is weak at breakfast, which is one of the day parts where they're more highly rated and ranked by consumers. Because of internal pressures, McDonald's cuts off breakfast at 10:30 in the morning. And a lot of people want to eat breakfast later.
Thompson is one of the most prominent African-American executives in the country. With his departure, the Fortune 500 will have 5 African-American chief executives or chairpersons. Xerox has Ursula Burns, the Fortune 500's only black woman CEO. Now let's check numbers. The 100 share index in London is down 0.6%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up after the Fed yesterday said it still could raise interest rates mid-year, but might not. We have a 10-year treasury this morning at 1.73%. In other words, low. Now that Detroit is out of bankruptcy and shed a crippling load of debt, you may have heard the positive buzz about creative types moving back, like the great Michigan City is now on a kind of Brooklyn, New York trajectory. The hope now is to bring in more jobs, investments, and to rebuild neighborhoods. Marketplace's Adam Allington keeps an eye on Detroit for us.
If you're looking for proof that the Detroit brand still sells, take a look at Shinola. The epitome of hipster chic, the company makes $1,000 watches and high-end leather goods. Shinola moved to Detroit in 2013 with the idea of tapping into a kind of collective pining for America's blue-collar manufacturing past. Their big idea was that made in Detroit would sell better than made in America. And they were right.
Often it's positioned that Shinola has done something wonderful for Detroit.
Steve Bach is Shinola's chief executive.
The reality of the situation is that Detroit has done an amazing job in helping Shinola get off the ground.
Shinola employs 260 people in Detroit and plans to add 6 new stores in 2015. And thanks to the resolution of the city's Chapter 9 bankruptcy, many investors and corporations now see Detroit as a bargain. Despite the positive trend, Detroit's unemployment rate still sits at around 14%, almost twice the state average.
There's no magic job fairy, and so somebody's got to be able to create jobs, and to create jobs, you need capital.
Amy Heimerl is the entrepreneurship editor of Crain's Detroit Business. Unlike previous come-to-Jesus moments for the city, this time, she says, Detroit can't ignore the need for investment in small and medium-sized businesses.
In the past, it was always about tax breaks and get the big company to come in from somewhere else. That's wonderful, but we're also focusing on the other end of jobs creation, which are these neighborhood businesses and small businesses that may only hire 3 or 4 people at a time.
Job growth is one thing, but for many Detroiters, the first step forward is as simple as streetlights, close to half of which haven't worked in years. This has been a particular problem for restaurants and shops.
So a lot of businesses had to cut down their hours because, you know, after a certain time, you know, there was no business.
Esteban Perez is manager of La Terraza Mexican Restaurant in southwest Detroit. Detroit is now turning on some 500 new LED streetlights per week. And Perez says other small but big things are happening, too. Trash is getting picked up, police response times are decreasing, and things, he says, just seem better.
We're all coming together, you know, it's a city. So right now, like, Detroit is the place to be, whether you want to open up a business, whether you want to buy a house.
And speaking of housing, blight remains a huge challenge for Detroit. As many as 40,000 properties are slated for demolition. The city's land bank is auctioning the few that remain salvageable, and it just announced a new program to sell homes to city employees and retirees at half price. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Adam opened with that Shinola watch factory. It's always fun to mention that brand to people of a certain age who know from Shinola. Remember the old phrase and dig the irony. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.